from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. They're President Biden's most outspoken comments yet on Israel's war in Gaza.
We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
The president on CNN talking about the U.S. pausing shipment of 1 ton and 1/4 ton bombs to Israel so they won't be used in Rafah.
They go into Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
An attorney for a black U.S. Air Force airman shot dead by police at his off-base apartment in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, was shot by Okaloosa County deputies who burst into the wrong apartment, responding to a report of a disturbance. Attorney Benjamin Crump says Roger Fortson was on a video call when it happened. In Racine, Wisconsin, President Biden announced Microsoft's plan for a multi-billion-dollar facility.
President Biden called Microsoft's investment in Wisconsin transformative. A new $3.3 billion AI data center, the White House says, will create thousands of jobs. The center will open on the site of the failed multi-billion-dollar Foxconn facility. The president slamming Donald Trump for the Taiwanese company not coming through during his administration.
Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Reuven Kane charged with felony assault after, say, police he hit a woman with his car during pro-Palestinian demonstrations in New York City. House Republicans targeting Attorney General Merrick Garland for a contempt of Congress citation.
The contempt resolution will focus on the Justice Department's refusal to turn over the audio tapes of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. Transcripts of the two-day talk were released, but not the recordings. The House Judiciary Committee is set to vote on the resolution next week, teeing up a full vote on the House floor.
ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. You're listening to ABC News. To the surprise of no one, Idaho authorities not prosecuting an individual who yelled racial slurs at a visiting college basketball team during the women's NCAA tournament.
Prosecutors in Coeur d'Alene say a high school student admitted to yelling a racial slur and a sexual comment toward University of Utah women's basketball players as a team was walking to dinner. In a decision, the city attorney's office says the 18-year-old was trying to be funny and that it was protected speech under Idaho law.
ABC's Alex Stone. A House committee took a closer look at claims that U.S. adversaries are using illness as a weapon.
Three witnesses testified on Capitol Hill accusing the federal government of not properly investigating a potential link between Russia and the Havana Syndrome. Representative Eli Crane is on the Homeland Security Committee.
It sounds like all three of you believe that these are hostile actions orchestrated by our adversaries against American citizens. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
In April, a senior defense official experienced Havana Syndrome symptoms following a NATO summit. A U.S. intelligence assessment calls the foreign adversary link unlikely. Christian Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey set execution for condemned triple murderer Alan Eugene Miller for September 26th. He'll be the second individual to be put to death in Alabama by nitrogen gas. It will also be the second attempt at executing Miller. He survived a lethal injection attempt in 2022.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.